My name is Kaylin Benedetto. I am 16 years old. Today is November 29th, and I'm speaking with Christine Benedetto, who is my mother, and is 53 years old. We are recording this interview in Chandler, Arizona. Who was the most important person in your life?
Well, I have many important people in my life, but I would say my husband, Craig, is definitely one of them and the one I'm thinking about right now. He has been my husband for 22 years, and he has always been supportive and unconditional with his love, an excellent father and an excellent husband, and is always there for us whenever we need him.
What is your earliest memory?
I'd have to say I don't really remember a lot of my childhood as a toddler, but I remember being in elementary school, and I think my first memory would be kindergarten with my favorite teacher, who I remember her name to this day, Mrs. Maldonado, and she was just the most beautiful, kindest, sweet teacher, and to this day I remember her.
What is your favorite memory of me?
I have so many memories of my daughter, Kaylin. She has been such a blessing in my life. Ever since she was a baby, she's just been smart and beautiful and kind. I think one of my best memories of her is cheer. She's done this for several years since she's been in middle school, and she's never once given up. She's excelled. She's always kept up her schoolwork. She's always pushed to be better. She, no matter how tired, went to practice, did her schoolwork, and never complained.
What are you proudest of?
I would have to say that I think I'm most proud of being a mother. There's a lot of things I've done in my life, and that's my greatest accomplishment. It's still a work in progress, and God knows I'm not perfect, but it's my greatest accomplishment. I love my girls.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh boy. I'd love to be remembered as a loving mother, a good wife, a great sister, and aunt, and friend, grandma, of course, and just to be remembered as being a good person and someone who loves God.
Do you have any regrets?
I have some regrets. I think everyone does. I think my earlier regrets are probably not taking advice of my parents, because it seems that most of what they've said was true, and now I deal with that with my own children, but also following through with my education, and educational-wise, finishing the career that I started and didn't finish in my life. But other than that, my children, like I said before, are my greatest accomplishment, and very happy with that.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in New York, Long Island, New York, and I stayed there till I was in high school, and my family uprooted us and moved us to the Southwest, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, which some of them still live now, except now it's its own city, a side city, Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And my family moved us there to have a better life, because New York, they said at the time, was just getting too expensive and too crazy.
How did you meet Dad?
I met my husband, Craig Benedetto, let's see, warranty approximately 25 years ago, 26 years ago. We actually went to high school together, but we were a year apart and we really didn't know each other. I was married before and ended up getting divorced and moved back to my hometown of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And there I met my husband, Craig, after all those years. And the rest is history.
How did you feel when you first found out you're going to be a parent?
When I first found out I was going to be a parent, I was nervous, excited, scared, and wanted to make sure we had enough money and a place to live and that everything would just be as perfect as we could make it. And it was pretty good. But nothing.
What were your parents like growing up?
Let's see. We lived in New York. My mom was a stay-at-home mother, and my dad worked. We ended up, like I'd said earlier, moving to New Mexico, where we kind of started over, and it was a little difficult for us because, as kids, because we went to a new middle school and then high school. I had a normal middle-class family. With some issues. Mom and dad ended up getting divorced, and they're both remarried now, but overall, it was a pretty normal childhood.
What are or were your dreams for your children?
Well, my dreams for my children have somewhat changed, not all the way. When I first had my kids, all I wanted them to do was be happy and give them everything I could. As life goes on and I'm older now, and hopefully a little bit wiser, I want my children to be happy, but I want them to make their own happiness. I want them to work hard, go to college, be independent, find a good husband who treats them eventually, just like their dad treats them and how their dad treats me, and to love God and live as a Christian.
How did you choose your children's names?
Oh boy, this question's kind of easy. Some of the names we just really liked, and so we picked them. My oldest daughter, we could not come to an agreement on the name, so we ended up with Brienne, which of course we love, but we were arguing, I think, up to the last minute. Caitlin, we named her because we love the name Caitlin, but we love Kate, and then we named her Lynn after my sister because that's her middle name, so we ended up with Caitlin. Nicole, we weren't sure if we were having a boy or a girl, and we loved the name Nicole. So if she was a boy, it was going to be Nicholas, if not Nicole. And then what we did was the middle names, we picked a family member, some of which are deceased, who are very special in our lives. Caitlin was named after her grandfather, so it was Caitlin Alexandra. His name was Alexander. He was a very, very good man, excellent grandfather. And then we named Nicole after her grandmother, who is still alive. Her name is Diane, and she's had four battles with breast cancer. She's 86 years old, I believe, and she's just going strong. She's an inspiration. And then my oldest daughter, Brienne, her middle name's Teresa, and that's after my mom, who is right now living with us in Chandler, Arizona, while they're finding a home, her and her husband. They moved back here from Washington State, and she's just a fabulous woman who I love dearly.
Did you ever get into trouble?
Well, growing up, I wouldn't say I got into trouble. I was a little bit rebellious. probably towards my high school years. I did a lot of the things that teenagers would do. Some things not so proud of, but it was a learning experience. But I would say overall, I was a good kid.
What kind of student were you?
Well, I was pretty smart, but of course, I was a social butterfly, so my grades were not always number one with me. And my parents weren't really always pushing us for that. They wanted us to get good grades, but it wasn't always, like, that I can remember, a priority that they talked to us about. Just kind of do your homework, come home, get it done, don't fail, and all that. But I would say I was an average student. I had B's and C's.
How would you like to be remembered?
Like I had said before, I just really want to be remembered as a good mother, a good friend, family member, someone who helped out, made life better for people who needed it, and again, like I said, someone who loved God, because without Him, we wouldn't even be here.